One thing about me is that I love doing research. I love collaboration. I love sharing ideas, right? And learning from others. During the pandemic, I did a collaboration talk with a teacher in Spain, and we just kind of like sat down and shared our similarities and differences as it relates to how we were ed handling education during a pandemic. It was a great conversation, and I'll add that conversation to our show notes today. This episode is dedicated to how we can collaborate globally to truly create a world-class classroom. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan, and I am your host, Francesca Thompson. Today's episode is about global collaborative projects, and I want you guys to be able to use these things today to enhance your classroom experience. So this episode is going to be a little different because I'm going to actually put the links in the show notes, and I'm going to go through those links and the things that I see that might be something that you could utilize. So I haven't done this type of podcast before, where it's kind of like me learning and sharing as I go, but I found three websites that I want to focus on today that I want to share with you guys, and maybe it's something you can look at and see if you can implement in your classroom. Because through global collaborative projects, students from different countries can work together on projects, share ideas, and learn about each other's culture. These projects promote cross-culture understanding, and actually, they also promote global citizenship. And that's important in the world that we live in today. So, how are you actively doing this in class now? How are you preparing students to be global citizens? And so, that's what I want us to focus on. Some of these resources that have done a lot of the work so that you don't have to. You just click print or click upload and have these conversations with your students. And so, I wanted to, this episode is going to be a little different. I'm going to take us through those websites. And so there is a lot that we're going to cover in this short amount of time. So you might have to go back and replay, but go to the show notes where I'm going to post some of these things. So here's the first one that we're going to talk about. It is called the Peace Corps, which everybody knows what that is, right? The Peace Corps. So I'm going to click on the website and go there and try to go back from my notes to the website to make sure I'm not going to miss anything today. So if you go to the actual Peace Corps website that I put in the show notes and you click on menu and you click on educators, right? Look at this. Okay. Bringing the world to your learners. It is our global connection programs, and it promotes the Peace Corps, third goal of teaching Americans about the world by providing multicultural activities and experiences, right? And so I didn't know they had this. And you, if you scroll down, you'll see different resources. I kind of went through and looked at some of these resources. Let me see what I put in my notes here. This website is dedicated to youth development. They've got clubs and camps and things like that. They also have Peace Corps volunteers who can share their stories of service, and they can facilitate a cross-culture exchange. Peace Corps volunteers can help introduce learners to new world languages, culture, promote empathy, and intercultural understanding. So when I went to the website, I kind of clicked on activities first. So if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see where it says activities. And then you'll see that they have different objectives that you can tap into. They have different modules. And when I clicked on that first one, identifying areas of self-growth. You got a video here about the module. They give you the objectives and reflection piece. Okay. Write three goals to help you grow in your chosen area. So that's what this activity is about, such as trying new experiences or practicing integrating new perspectives into the classroom. And these are little little to me, when I look at this part of the website, these are things that we could do maybe like on a Friday, a little Friday activity, or just something fun. And so let's go back. Let me go back. They have different articles. Now, I was a big article person in my classroom. We would read the news, and I would try to give them things that was of interest to them, and then we would have discussions on them. And so you can, I think with the Peace Corps website, they post new articles. You can print this off, create some kind of discussion, or upload it to your Google Classroom, however you're doing that. Then if you look at down, there's some lesson plans. Addressing food security globally and locally, right? And so that was a lesson plan. It tells you on the right the grade levels. They give you the student material and worksheets, the activities, the tasks, the procedures. I love stuff like this and videos. You know, I'm a video person. So you could play the video, have some discussion around that. And these are real world problems. That's why I love this website, because kids, I mean, we can make up some stuff, right? And have them do that. But whenever they really are looking at the problems of the world, I do believe that our kids love solving and coming up with ideas. And so now we can present them with something that's actually happening and give them facts around it, have them debate on it. And that's where, as teachers, we can encourage healthy debate and structured debate and pull out key learning points during those debates, and then also have them do research and understanding what that means. There's so many levels that this activity could bring to the classroom. I'm like seeing this is given project, right? This is given project-based learning. This is given we have something that we can invest our time in. We can do it for a week or 2 weeks. I can build this out. We can maybe revisit this on a Friday, or every Friday we look at this activity and try to come to an end with it. So that's what I see when I see these type of activities. So let me go back. They have so many. Who would have thought? Okay, Peace Corps has been around 1,000 years. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit. But it's the resources that are 1,000 years old that we have not even tapped into yet. Okay, I've been teaching for 17 years, and well, probably a little longer than that. I don't know, but however long, I never even knew this existed. Okay, and then I did my research, and I was like, oh my gosh, here it is, and people are gonna love it because it just has everything together. I want to look at. I'm gonna go back to the food security. And I'm gonna click on the student material. Oh my gosh, look at the worksheet. Yes, it's together. If you click on the little worksheet, you can print it, you can upload this to your Google Classroom. It's got questions, to think about. This one is, what is food security? And then I love how they break it down. Oh, and it's already, yes, oh my gosh, you could just type into the boxes. Yes, Peace Corps, you did this. Yes, you did this. So, and you can get them to collaborate. This could be team, this could be individual. Love it. So check them out and see what your thoughts are. See if it's something you can implement in your classroom. And now, where are we going to go next? Oh, there were some other things I wanted to look at. They had another, this one was building bridges, cross-cultural understanding. This was actually a workbook that, and it has different lessons built in. It's units one, introducing culture, and then you've got unit two. And it comes with the worksheets and all the things that you can do and engage your students. So I would definitely tap into this and use this. This has been around in that the stability of the program is there. So you don't have to worry about what I don't like is when I, because I'm an early adopter, I love trying to take on new things in the beginning stages, and then I get used to it, and then it goes away. It doesn't exist anymore. They went out of business. I don't like that. But we know Peace Corp is here and here to stay, and they have maintained this website for a while. So I trust it. Okay. I trust it. So see if it's something you're going to be interested in. All right. What's next? EPAL. So you click on that link that's in the show notes called EPAL. And this website provides a space for kids to learn together in a well-rounded, collaborative, global classroom. The site provides access to students around the world, a safe way to communicate and create customizable learning experiences. EPAL is a website that connects K through 12 classrooms in more than 99 countries to share content and ideas and collaborate on projects. Teachers are creating a profile with a brief description and what they're doing and their why behind it. So, for example, a third grade class that would like to meet a French-speaking student to collaborate on a globally green living project. Now, I love, love, love this because now it is not just doing the assignment and talking with your classmates. It is literally connecting them with the person in the other country, and you two are collaborating through EPAL's website. And so when I went here, I went to the, when you go to the first part, it's the EPAL, and you click on that. If you look at the top right corner, you're going to see collaboration. That's what I clicked on. And then I first clicked on created. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see create a pen pal exchange. And I was like, oh, so people are posting what they are offering and inviting you to be a part of that. Okay. And they give you the subject and they give you the age range. And then you have to set up your profile, and then you can go and click on it and see if it's something that you want to do. Okay. And what I loved about it is that you can also customize it. There was a part on here where I actually did a filter. You can customize it and do different countries. You can do different language spoken, the age range. But there was one feature on here. Let me go back. Okay, let's see if I can log in. It's telling, oh, okay. Yes, once you create your profile and log in, you actually can, if you look at the left-hand side, you can do collaboration projects by subjects. And guess what? Remember, I used to be a business teacher. I'm a career tech teacher. That is actually a subject. They have where you can collaborate with business teachers, okay, and do some classroom activities through that. So I love this. And let me go back, collaboration. And then I went to create an experience. It says I must be approved. So there are some things you've got to do on your end to make it happen. But and then I see here that McGraw Hill, which is where we get our textbooks from, they are partners with this site. So I'm going to click on this Let's Make a Deal. Learn the complexity of imports and exports as you negotiate a trade agreement with your EPAL. Oh my gosh. I love, love, love this. Okay, this is so good. I haven't seen this yet, y'all. I'm reading it. Okay. Culminating project. Students will work in groups between two classes from different countries to create an agreement that outlines the terms for the import and export of a certain good. Oh my goodness. Talk about world class. Yes. And this is social studies. So you can't say, oh, my subject is not in it. I can't do it because they don't really have anything for my subject. Yes, they do. I am looking at it right now. Okay, I'm looking at it. Now it's not letting me do too much because it's telling me that I need to create finish up creating my profile. So this is I just pause for a second. I know we got standards. I know we have to get through different learning objectives. I know we have the pressure of testing. I know we have all of these things that we must accomplish in the calendar year. But guys, there has to be a point where we pause and allow the kids to enjoy what they're learning, right? And not saying they ain't enjoying you teaching, but I'm just saying allowing them to test out the skill, right? They can't do it with every lesson. I get it. Even with my class that I used to, when I was teaching, once a semester, we would at least do two projects. Okay. I would embed that in there. And sometimes it would be a one day or two day, or sometimes a week. Okay. Project. And it was them owning something. Not having the book tell them what they need to know, the teacher telling them what they need to know, the internet telling them what they need to know. It is them taking what they've learned, talking with other people, sharing ideas, having some disagreements, working that out, and creating something. Now, add EPAL to it. Now I'm not just coming up with this stuff with my classmates. I'm literally over here talking to the kids over in Finland. Okay, we are collaborating on import and exports. I'm learning from them, they're learning from me. We're figuring this out, and I'm actually learning that there's a lot of similarities, right? I'm learning more than import and exports. I'm learning how they communicate. I'm learning they like the same things as I do. I'm learning that we have a lot in common. I'm learning their politics and they're learning my politics, and we're trying to figure out how to make the world a better place. Oh my gosh, y'all, I can keep going. What? If y'all don't EPAL this thing, y'all better use this. Now I know the school year is almost over with, but you know what? Put this in the plans for next school year. Go ahead, click on this link, look at the options, and say, I got a unit that we can actually implement this in. Yeah, this is gonna be fun. Let me challenge the kids. Let me shock the kids and say, hey, we gonna collaborate with somebody else that's not here in the US. Okay. Let them shock them for next year. Okay. That will be great. So let's see. Let me go back to my notes and see if there was anything that I wanted to share. It says teachers can search for partner classrooms by language, age, and keywords. The system will also recommend classrooms. Once connected, classes can communicate through private workspace on the site. So that's something really good to know. All right, my last website is iDialog. And so I'm gonna click on that. And I like this one. I don't know that much about it, but when I clicked on, if you click on the link that's in the show notes, when I clicked on challenges, they have a few challenges. They give you the official start time. And so this one is winter is our favorite time of the year. This is what's being posted right now. The challenge right now is Magic Winter Challenge. When you listen to this podcast and you click on the tab that's at the top left corner and says challenges, it may be something else. But as of today, it's Magic Winter. As we have users from 140 countries, it might be really fun and interesting to embark on a trip around the world and explore the customs and traditions of other cultures. And so, record a short video to share your winter traditions and customs with others. Compare other traditions, make new friends, win prizes. So, I would say this is good. You might want to look at, if your district is going to allow you to do this. But there's other things you can do. I clicked on the debate, and the debate is kind of cool. It's like Instagram on this website, and it's where it gives you different topics. I can see this being icebreakers. When they come in, you can have the newest debate posted in on your web page, right? And the kids click on it. And one of the questions, there's several questions, but this one is, do you think that fast food is harmful to humans' health? Yes or no? And they vote, right? Mercedes versus BMW, and they vote. And just different ones. Would you like a robot assistant around your house? And then they can also see other people voting and see what the majority is voting for. And so it's a good, to me, I like a little good icebreaker. What else do they have? They have quite a few things. So if you click on, I'm clicking on one called On the Airplane. It's video, read and share your experience. Let's see. You're watching this video. And then, let's see, can I share your experience? Do you like traveling to countries that have different languages yours? And then they're typing in here, and then they get to see what other people are posting. And you can heart it if you like the video. And I think it's really good. So it's a leading platform for collaborative global learning. We connect students with exciting learning activities, virtual adventures, the world leading expert and friends from 150 countries. Then you got educators, a tab. You have, and it just gives you some explanation on how to get started and how to become part of the world's largest educational ecosystem. You have the teachers tab, bringing the world to your classroom. And they're saying that it can improve students' motivation, build strong relationships, supercharge your curriculum, streamline your classroom routines. So there's quite a few things they can bring your lessons to life. And I think that's what these kids are going for. They ready, y'all. They love the challenges. They want to come up with their own ideas. They can't stand that people are always trying to tell them what to do all the time. There's rules here, rules there. So when you can implement these type of activities, it just gives them a voice, and they can make their own decisions and share that and show what it looks like, and then share that with the class and get feedback on it and learn how to improve. That's what it's about. And so that's why I wanted to do this today. Okay. I wanted to kind of show and share global collaborative projects and how you can take your classroom outside of the four walls. Okay. And how you can make a global impact with your students and the difference that it would make in your classroom. But if you're like me, we're coming to an end for the school year. So you may not be able to fit this in this year, but just think about as you're planning for next school year, or you might can do some things at the end of the school year. Typically, the end of the school year is when there's a lot of testing going on. Kids are being pulled here. You don't have your whole class all the time. So this might be a good idea to implement something like this, just to give them something very interesting to do. They might have some buy-in, and it'll help with that instability that you have in the classroom because there's so many different things going on. So just look at it. Look at it, plan. Always challenge yourself as a teacher. It's okay to try something new and it not work out. You know what? Didn't work out. I'll figure out a different path. And that's what this is about. So hopefully you'll be able to use one of the three resources that I've posted. And please, please provide us some feedback about today and let us know which one you used. I think that's one of the poll questions. Well, the questions that I'm posting is just to provide me some feedback on some of your global collaborative projects. And also, if you use one of the resources, just tell me how it worked for you. Give people ideas, right? And you might be using this already, so share that as well. So thank you for listening. This is Everything But the Listen. Look at me. I've been talking all day, y'all. I'm tired. Thank you for listening. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan. So please subscribe, share this episode, and everybody keep doing one thing for me. Keep thriving.